This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding an old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Next Saturday, October 12th, Florida, Game 4.
Oh, wow. Yeah, already.
A week from Saturday.
Look at you scoping out the schedule.
Well, it hit me.
The first one is Friday, and I haven't looked past that.
Okay, well, next Thursday is the home opener, L.A., and then the following game is Florida on the Saturday, the 12th. It hit me this morning. I bought tickets this year. So we haven't had our draft yet.
Oh, wow.
This Saturday is the draft. We all want to see how the Devils look first before we go ahead and pick games.
That makes sense.
The Sabres. Sure. No, that's just when it was scheduled. So I just remembered today, like, I have to pick games. And next weekend, I'm going to Pittsburgh for lacrosse. So, like, oh, can't go to that one. Scratch it off. I have to sit down and start to plan this.
Don't let your opponents know that.
No, I just did.
You weaken your position on bartering for these.
I guess I just did, yeah. I'm out on October
12th. So this is not the big catered wait staff event that it's been in past years?
We had our fun.
Remember this getting pretty complicated for you.
We had bartenders. We had a chef. I made those, I think, beautiful ticket cards that were a hit. Then I kind of lost interest. And this summer I decided to get back in there. So that's going to happen, in theory. I'm at least responsible for buying these tickets.
All right. Well,
whether I go or not,
it's a start. Yeah. Well,
I think I'm going to want to go.
I hope you do. I hope you want to go. I hope we all want to watch. I was thinking about them yesterday. I know. We talked for an hour or so about them one day last week, and it's coming. So it's time to start making room here. We'll talk to Paul in an hour here. Yesterday, I was thinking, I don't know how ready I am for this commitment. Like, for me, it is a commitment. It's every, 3 nights a week with them, and then whatever else, usually it's every night. It's a game. And I don't know.
Like, you're not ready yet.
I'm not. No, it's time. I mean, I know the calendar and everything. It just, I don't know. It's just sort of snuck up on me this year for some reason. Like, I know these preseason games have been happening. I know the training camp is going on. But I just haven't been dialed in.
I have a theory.
I'm open to
it. It hasn't been cold yet.
Okay.
For like one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the October storm was like, what, this week?
Well, like 11th, 12th, 13th, okay, somewhere there. But yeah, close enough.
Next week.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to rush anybody.
Right.
First of all, we're not. People do this. Like, it'll be the middle of August. They'll be like, oh, I'm not ready for school. It's not school yet. You're not supposed to be ready yet.
Right.
I can't believe summer's over when it's not over.
Yeah.
These kinds of things. You sort of get there early in your head. The hockey season is technically not here yet.
I like the cold. I think it probably is running concurrently with my obsession with golf.
Yeah, okay. You're still playing golf, right?
I'm still playing golf. I play golf today. I show up, 7:30 in the morning. The starter's like, hey, Chris, how are you? I'm like, another day pretending I'm retired. It's a Tuesday morning and I'm at the golf course at 7:30. Like, I feel like I'm qualifying as like semi-retired person, even though I still, do this like I've been doing this for 30 years.
On the first day of October.
So I think that might be it. Like, I don't want that to end. I really enjoy that. And, you know, we still have – I played the first weekend of November last year, so we'll see. You know, there can be cold days and then still nice days where you can go golfing.
Of course.
But I'll bet that's it. I'll bet it isn't cold yet, sure. I think there's probably been other years where October's come and it hasn't been cold yet and I'm ready. I think it's the golf thing. I think I'm just in such a weird, I mean, very different place for me with that game that I don't want it to end, and the hockey season coming is obviously a signal that, you know, golf season is ending, at least around here.
It is always changing. You know, your family life situation changes too, and, you know, other people in your house have a role in whether you want to go to games and watch games and their interest in it. And that's just kind of always moving. And the team, of course, is always changing. So I think it's not the worst year for getting into them, but it's still a little bit, I think objectively, a little bit forced optimism to think like they're going to be good. I mean, I just doubt that they're really good. You want to just get in, you know, be good enough, keep it interesting, make progress, get in. And that's probably a win. Not for, like, other teams, would it be, but for these guys, that's, you know, we're watching the Detroit Tigers play postseason baseball right now, and, like, they and the Royals, like, you know, it's already, you want to win from here, but it's already kind of a great job.
Yeah, like, midway through August, they looked like they were toast, and then they just put up the best record in the league since then, and here they are in the postseason. Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't any Sabres fan take the 2017 Bills season? Right? Just get in. And go, you know, score, get a field goal against Jacksonville and go home. But fine, we got in. We ended the drought.
No more drought.
Super. Great. So go get in and, you know, lose to Florida in two games. I know that's not how it works, but, like, whatever. Just get in and be sacrificed, and we'll all be like, okay, I can breathe again.
Well, congratulations if that happens in advance to Luukkonen on his Vezina. Because that Bills team was bad. And in hockey, that's a team with a great goalie. You know, bad teams do make the playoffs, believe it or not, sometimes. Okay, well, enough stalling. It is Tuesday, 3 o'clock. We will talk to Paul. And we'll also talk to Ross Tucker today. No Trista, unfortunately. But now, it's time for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. So, just enough room on the latest sheet, but unfortunately, I have done a bad thing, and I'm using blue ink. I mean, got to be consistent, and I wasn't. That's my pen today. It's blue. Blue ink.
I have a black ink pen over here. But
you're going to write over everything, or you want me to just move over to that black pen?
It's too late now.
I'm not doing it.
What's done is done.
It's been said.
You are already challenging yourself by trying to fit that column in there. I mean,
that's fine. Yeah, I think we'll see.
I don't like writing on the edge when your hand can't be on the page.
Yes,
right. That just it throws me off. The different, you know, I need the tackiness of the paper. Now, I hear
that. Yeah, makes
really,
sense.
Really, really.
If you know, you know.
Really digging in here.
16.
Jacksonville is my pick to be 16th. The coach.
Sure.
The coach is what? The coach is, you know, I can only do so much. I mean, I don't disagree with him. You just never say that quiet part out loud.
It's usually a sign that
if you're the coach. I said this. I mean, I didn't sit with that game, but it felt like Houston was begging to get beat, and Jacksonville just couldn't do it. They just couldn't get there. So they're in tough, man. Something's gonna have to break there.
They do not have the worst point differential in the league, despite 0-4 and their blowout loss here. You know who does?
Miami.
Miami does. 15. Cleveland Browns.
I'll roll with that. Sure. Did they have any kind of a beef on the 80-yard touchdown that got washed out early?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't see what the penalty was. I just know that they got
Cooper?
An 80-yard touchdown to Cooper that got pulled back.
You know, if we end up talking about trades, Keep his name in mind.
Oh yeah, that because yeah, they did a great thing with his contract that will allow a team like, you know, any contending team that's up against the cap to acquire him. I think he's going to take up like $600,000 on someone's salary cap if he gets moved, because they converted a bunch of salary to bonus and paid it. That should mean you pay a premium for him. But I think, like if you're trading for Devontae Adams, better player, but the contract is massive. And unless the Raiders do something to adjust that, I would think you pay more for Cooper than you do for Adams because of the value of what you're getting salary cap-wise.
He's had 8 1,000-yard seasons, Amari Cooper.
Yeah. He might be the best receiver that I have never really cared about.
Seven. He seems like a guy I've never gotten right. I know that there have been games, like last year, in the fantasy playoffs, all those best ball tournaments, you had to have Amari Cooper because he had this massive game against Houston in week 15 or 16. And so good luck if you didn't. And I didn't draft Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
And other times I have, like this year, oh, yeah, Amari Cooper. And it's just miserable.
Yeah.
Although that probably should have counted. Yeah, 7 1,000-yard seasons for Cooper. Okay. Cleveland at 15, 14. Dolphins.
Miami, yeah.
So far it's the standings, but okay. I'm part of the problem, if that's even a problem. I didn't spend a lot of time with the Dolphins last night. They couldn't do anything, right?
No.
Yeah, if you watched a lot of that game, I mean, good on you, because that was torture.
I hung with it. You know, it started earlier, so I was there, and then as soon as they reminded me that a better game was on ABC with a little bug in the corner, I'm like, oh yeah. I remember, better game. I got to go. And that was the end of that. By then, Levis was already out. But yeah, Miami. Yeah, the story today is, hey, Mike McDaniel, you're great at this, we think. How come Matt LaFleur can win with Malik Willis and make their offense functional, at least, with him? Maybe the answer is maybe simply Malik Willis is way better than Tyler Huntley or
doubt it.
Skylar Thompson. Yeah, I kind of doubt it too. But, you know, maybe that's part of it. But
even look at Minnesota last year, though. Josh Dobbs is coming in off the street.
So why can't you find a way to make it work without Tua? I think is a fair question. So he's starting to get some heat there, I think, on that.
At New England this week. And Tua is not back, but he will be back.
That's what, yeah, that, right, that was last night. Schefter said, like, maybe just a few more. He's on IR through week 6, is that right?
Yes.
Week 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah, that's 4 games.
This was always my guess. Right after that Bills game, when he gets hurt against the Bills, he walks off. Like, there was no
stretcher in the whole
this time.
Right,
yeah. And shortly after, maybe the next day, there was a report that he does not intend to retire. Like, okay, well, then you watch their next game and he's on the sideline. Like, he's around. I think he's coming back as soon as he's available to, eligible to, week 7. And they're here week 9, I think it is. That sound suggests you're looking that up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, easy. Week 9.
13.
It. Speaking of the Patriots.
Yeah, I guess. Yep. Okay. 12.
When do they go to Drake May?
Not yet. They're not doing it yet. Brissett this week. 12.
The Jets. That is like a game away from imploding.
Raiders.
If that.
Raiders.
Yeah, I got a few before that. It could be at a tipping point. But, you know, Rodgers and Salah are best friends. Catch that today?
Did not.
I don't believe it.
His weekly shot on McAfee, Rodgers did, and was asked about his relationship with Salah. And I think the phrasing best friends was used. Best friends, we're great friends. It's something along those lines. Like, sure, whatever you say. Just, you know, you're trying to hide it from everyone by not interacting with him in any positive manner ever in public.
Wouldn't want anybody to know.
Right. So fine. Anyway, I think still a little early for them. Who did you say?
Raiders.
Raiders? Yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
11, Tennessee.
That was who I was going to suggest instead of the Raiders.
So, yes?
Yes.
10.
Bengals?
Broncos. Still on the Jets.
But the Broncos beat the Jets, so that's probably...
I'd also say with the Broncos, like, they've got the rookie quarterback. They might have a good coach. I don't know. I mean, did Bo Nix even throw 400 yards? No.
No.
I mean, the Jets, I think confidently now at this point say they have bad coaching. Salah, the defense has its moments. Nathaniel Hackett, I literally don't know why he's there.
The Denver defense is good.
It is. Yeah, I think it is.
They've given up 29 points in three games. Steelers, Bucks, Jets. The Bucks were rolling until Denver. But I don't know. Nix isn't doing anything. Like, this could be one of those quarterbacks that you get stuck with. Like, you have to keep going because you're not terrible. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Could you ever see success?
What's his ceiling? Andy Dalton, maybe, it might be his ceiling. And, you know, that's fine. You'll make the playoffs and then get trampled probably by someone who's good. You know, not that they're going to make the playoffs this year, but like eventually, like maybe that's your ceiling.
660 yards in four games, one touchdown, four picks. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm all right with Denver here. Sure.
Even though they won 186 yards of offense. I don't want to be them. 9.
I'll go Jets here now.
Okay.
I do think it his knee is swollen. 2, Rodgers, that also came out on the mat. You know, I'm a little dinged up. And Denver's defense is good. He just missed everything on Sunday. Just everything. And it should be so hard on him about missing. Some of it just looked like guys like were...
A lot of miscommunication, yeah, especially at the end of the game.
Right. Like back shoulder stuff, and guys are just not even turning around. And the ball's 10 yards behind them, sailing out of bounds. And like, what are we even doing here?
Well, this was kind of your expectation.
Yep,
just a guy with a reputation for not being easy to work with, entitled, has power over the roster. Basically, they gave him the franchise, and if he's somebody that young players just can't relate to, or vice versa, what does it look like? It looks like that. That's what would happen.
Did you catch the Salah after the game said, I can say he had some trouble with
cadences.
False starts. So Rodgers, cadence, trying to get them to jump, the defense to jump, and he was throwing his own guys off, and Salah said, we may have to revisit how we're using that. And after the game, Rodgers is like, I mean, that's one way to do it. You could also hold them accountable.
It's so good.
Telling the coach, who he himself has like cut that guy's you-know-what off already 10 different ways, he's going to say he should hold them accountable. Good job. Man, I would hate my life if he was my quarterback. Whew. He's not. So I smile.
Unless they're winning, and then it's fine.
Yeah. But,
they're not. 8.
Cincinnati.
Colts. I'll go Colts ahead of the Bengals. I did say Bengals way earlier. And I think
you did?
Yeah.
You did. I thought you were going to jump in with me.
I know. I rushed it.
It's fine. I'll remember. It's fine.
7.
Bengals.
Pittsburgh.
I'm still on Bengals.
You'd really rather be the Steelers than the Bengals?
They're winning. I feel like the Bengals might, Nick Sirianni kind of leads the rush right now of, mid-season coaching firing. I mean, Lou Mariano's gone from he's a defensive wunderkind to they can't stop a bloody nose. I mean, what's the line going into Baltimore? Burrow's never going to have the ball. They can't stop anybody. And they're just going to run no issues, and they're going to be 1-4 and dead by, before Halloween.
Well, I doubt it, but we'll see. They're a 2-point underdog. Anarumo, I mean, he's been good, and that's probably not, in my opinion, that's not a team that's dead by Halloween. But maybe.
Maybe they get off the mat this week and make that a race, said the guy who's got the Bengals in a division parlay.
Carolina's a bad team, and we're making that a game for a while.
Yeah. Six Chargers. I mean, the Bengals, really, the Steelers. This is annoying. Chargers at six.
I kind of forgot about the Chargers, I'll admit. So, sure, let's put them in here now.
Five. Pitt.
Sure, yeah.
Four.
Bills.
Houston.
Houston.
Okay.
Their offensive line, they're leading the league in false starts, which it's through 4 weeks. 12 is not the worst number, but against Minnesota, they had like four or five straight plays of offensive line penalties, a lot of pressure rate on Stroud. Stephon Diggs' stats look great, but he's not really hugely efficient compared to Nico Collins. They also have not looked awesome yet. You can kind of see the talent, but they've yet to look great. I mean, Chicago kind of kept it close to them. The Colts have looked bad outside of that game against Houston.
All right, so Houston is four?
Yep. Three?
Bills.
Buffalo. Bills,
yeah.
Two?
Kansas City.
Ravens.
I'm going to put Ravens, too.
See, I checked with you yesterday, but I didn't have to say Baltimore. I was allowed to move Kansas City after saying last week, I'm not moving them up until they lose, but another close game, another big injury. So far, so good, I guess. If we were Kansas City, what would your mood be? Either this is going to go badly, you know how, you know, maybe it's you, maybe it's just everyone you know, that whenever the Bills lose a game, it's just like they're the worst. Is that how it would be if they were about as good or better, but also had won the last two Super Bowls? Or would we just not worry about it so much? Like, I would like to think, if I were in Kansas City, I would just like not worry about it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I look forward to having this challenge someday, but how do I always say it? Like, the Bills win the Super Bowl, somebody riding around in their car between appointments is going to want to hear me screaming about how bad the right guard is after they just won the Super Bowl 4 months ago. Like, I don't know. In Kansas City, I think any job talking about the football team gets more challenging the more they keep winning. Because what are you inclined to do? Like, just sit back and go, I'll figure it out. They always do. Like, that's how I think I would feel if I were in Kansas City right now. I'm counting my blessings. I'm 4-0. I haven't looked really great at all, but I'm 4-0.
I definitely would not want to be known as the guy that is, like, freaking out over close wins.
Right.
You know, I would not want that to be my reputation.
Right.
Reverse power rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Where did we get it wrong? 803-0550. Some hockey today. Paul Hamilton will join us, setting up the start of the Sabres season Friday afternoon. And Ross Tucker with his regular visit today at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Lines open for your calls. This is WGR.